Scrambled.
Coming right up.
I'm scrambled, my cereal.
Oh, honey, I'm all scrambled out this morning. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Mom, you know what you need. What we actually all could use, a nice soothing dog. A dog for all of us, a real family dog.
We already have a family dog, you.
Theodore, your sister doesn't call you names.
All I wanted was an animal whose name starts with the same letter as most of the grades on your report card, which you are getting today.
I'm assuming that it will be a much better report card than last semester's.
Oh, I'm assuming the same thing. But you know, teachers' grades, you want some weird things.
Like exams and papers.
Right.
Hey.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Daddy. Hi, Daddy. Mm-hmm.
Listen, let's put on some music around here.
Like one, two. Yeah.
Dr. Seidelman?
Mr. McManus, where are you going?
I need some air.
How's that feel? Mr. McManus, your wife is having a baby in there.
But she doesn't want me in there.
Oh, yes, she does want you in there, sir.
But she yelled at me.
Women are like that. You understand? My wife, when she was there in the delivery room, and that pain hit. My wife stood up and told everybody in the delivery room that my parents were never married. Okay? All right, so don't worry about it.
But I forgot everything. I forgot how to breathe.
That's simple. All you have to do is go...
I mean my own breathing.
Mr. McManus, your wife is going to have the baby. You understand? So don't worry about it. There are women who are 9 months pregnant out picking rice, and the baby falls right out and starts to pick beside the mother.
I don't know anything about rice.
Mr. McManus, what I'm trying to say is your wife's going to deliver anyway. Trust me. All I'm going to do is hold the rope. All you have to do is cheer.
Cheer?
Cheer. Push. Just push. Cheer. Cheer. Push them out. Shove them out. Way out. Push.
push him out.
Shove him out. Wait. Push him out. Shove him out.
Trouble as it is, young man, bringing home that report card of yours. Now, your father and I have given you every advantage in this world, and what do you do?
Well, it's like I told
you. Don't answer me when I'm asking you questions. Keep your mouth shut. You think I'm talking just to hear myself talk? Answer me.
Now?
Save those smart mouth answers for your father, because I have washed my hands of this entire matter. Do you understand?
Right. No problem. Snitch.
Hey, Rowing! Mama! Can you please control your children?
All right, you fooled around here long enough. Denise, help me clear this table. Theodore, you go upstairs and wait in your room for your father, and the rest of you get up from the table, go upstairs, take off all your clothes, get into the shower, turn on the water, stand under the water, use the soap, rinse yourselves off, dry yourselves, get into bed and go to sleep. Now go.
I wasn't touching you, little girl.
You was not touching me.
Don't start touching me.
Okay, I won't touch you. I'll shove you.
A new rule in this house starting now. Nobody's to touch anybody, anywhere, with anything for the rest of their lives. Cliff, why do we have four children?
Because we did not want five. Hello, my dear. Right. Mrs. McManus. Mrs. McManus finally delivered after being in labor for 30 hours. Brought her into the room, thought we'd have big trouble, but popped it out just like toast. I'm telling you, all I had to do was just sit there in a crouch just like Johnny Bench. I didn't... Who's in trouble now?
Theodore.
Oh, good, because I thought it was me.
Take a look at this. 4 D's. You better handle it, because if I handle it, he's going to smile and say, no problem, and I'll have to kill him.
So you want me to kill him for you?
Right.
Can I have something to eat before I kill him?
Cliff.
Yeah, I'll be crueler on an empty stomach.
Yo.
Hard to get good help, isn't it? Son, your mother asked me to come up here and kill you.
Hey, I know.
You know what?
What you gonna say? And it's under control. So, no
problem. No problem. Right. How do you expect to get into college with grades like this?
No problem.
Huh?
See, I'm not going to college.
Damn right.
I am gonna get through high school and then get a job like regular people.
Regular people?
Yeah, you know, who work in the gas station, drive a bus, something like that.
So what you're saying is your mother and I shouldn't care if you get D's because you don't need good grades to be regular people.
Right.
Okay. Oh, suppose you graduate from high school. Let's say you just slide by. All right, now you got to find a job. Now, what kind of salary do you expect for a regular person?
$250 a week.
$250 a week?
Yeah.
Sit down. I'm going to give you $300 a week. Yes, indeed. $300 a week, $1,200 a month. All right?
Great, I'll take it.
Yes, you will. And I will take $350 for taxes.
Whoa!
Huh? Yeah. Now, because, see, the government comes for the regular people first. Now, how much does that leave you with?
$850.
All right. Now, you've got to have an apartment because you are not going to live here. So, an apartment in Manhattan will run you at least $400 a month.
I'll live in New Jersey.
All right. You live in New Jersey, you've got to have a car.
I ride a motorbike.
You need a helmet. Figure $100 a month for clothes and shoes.
Figure $200. I want to look good.
Okay, so what does that leave you with?
$200. So no problem.
There is a problem. You haven't eaten yet.
I can get by on bologna and cereal. So I got everything I need plus $200 left for the month.
You plan to have a girlfriend?
For sure.
Regular people. Vanessa!
Open his door!
Vanessa! Vanessa! Come here. Come here. 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 See, there is there. This is here. Come here.
Dad, Denise pushed us out of the bathroom and stole the shampoo in Rudy's eyes, and she wouldn't let me rinse it off like Mom said to, and now Rudy might be blinded for life. If she is, can we get a dog?
No, but I'll tell you what. You can walk your sister down to my room. Get her cleaned up. Go ahead, boy. Oh. Hey!
Hey.
Where are you going?
I got a date, Daddy.
Not in those pants. Blood cannot get up to your brain from your head. And besides, this is a school night.
It's Friday, Daddy.
Yeah, but did you go to school today?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a school night.
I asked Mom. She said I could go. Go ask her.
Ask Mom? I have to ask your mother? I don't have to ask anybody. Now go on in and change your pants. Thank you. Claire! Claire!
Yes?
Did you tell Denise she could go out on a date tonight?
Yes, I did.
Well, have you seen the boy?
Yes, I have.
Well, how ugly is he? Hey!
How you doing?
How are you? Nice to have a sit down. I'm Denise's father.
Is that right? Are you looking at my ear?
No, I was looking at the earring in it.
Yeah, it's a real conversation piece for some older people. I got it on a ship. Merchant Marines. When you cross the equator, they pierce your ear. It's like a tradition.
When you cross back, will they fill it in?
good, sir.
Yeah. So, when do you ship out again?
Oh, I'm not in it anymore. Oh, no, I had enough of that life. I'm back in school.
You're in Denise's class?
No, 2 years behind.
And you don't mind that?
Hey, after you've been in a Turkish prison, everything else is easy.
Denise! Denise!
Around here rolling your little eyes.
There's nobody there, dear. There's... Denise! Denise! Denise!
New outfit for you, Daddy?
Yeah.
Happy?
Hey, listen, I don't know if you know it or not, but your date downstairs is just wearing one earring.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, he gave me a perfectly good explanation for it, but if you want my opinion, it's because he lost the other one.
Bye, Daddy.
Yeah. Denise?
Yeah?
Your face.
Your face?
Your face. I mean, it's only one half of your face is made up. Now, are you going someplace else and do the other side, or are you planning on walking sideways all night?
Good night, Daddy.
Yeah.
Good night.
But you know that he spent a year in a Turkish prison. I was supposed to do something, you know. Where?
Dad.
Hey! All right.
Dad, I thought about what you said, and I see your point.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I have a point, too.
Make your point.
You're a doctor and Mom's a lawyer. And you're both successful and everything, and that's great. But maybe I was born to be a regular person and have a regular life. If you weren't a doctor, I wouldn't love you less because you're my dad. And so, instead of acting disappointed because I'm not like you, maybe you can just accept who I am and love me anyway because I'm your son.
Theo, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. There's no wonder you get D's and everything. Now, you are afraid to try because you're afraid that your brain is going to explode and it's going to ooze out of your ears. Now, I'm telling you, you are going to try as hard as you can. And you're going to do it because I said so. I am your father. I brought you in this world, and I'll take you out. Now, son, come here. Come here. Now, listen to me. I just want you to do the best you can. That's all.
I'll try, Dad.
Yeah.
I really will.
All right. I love you.
Yeah, Dad.
Huh?
I know.
Yeah. And maybe your mother loves you, too.
I was a beautiful woman once. Before the children came.
I never met a more beautiful woman.
Do you think when they grow up, I'll be beautiful again?
You are beautiful now. Hmm. I just hope they get out of the house before we die.
Oh. Mmm. Mmm. Mm-hmm. Let's just remember, mm-hmm. This is how we got the children.
Right. Oh, shit. Who is it? No, no, no. When I say who is it, it doesn't mean for you to come in. When I say who is it, and you say who it is.
Who is it?
Who it is?
Come in.
Mom, Dad, we can't sleep because Rudy thinks she heard the wolfman growling in our closet. I told her there wasn't such a thing, but she doesn't believe me. Would you tell her?
There is no wolfman growling in your closet.
Uh-huh.
There is no wolfman growling in your closet.
Uh-huh. Anybody got any other bright ideas?
Maybe the two of you should sleep with us tonight.
If you really want us to.
Oh.
Good night, darling.
Good night.